Time now to Take 5 for your community on WAMW. Take 5, a service of the Legends Village on Troy Road in Washington. You'll love the living at the Legends. Our guest today is our meteorologist, Mr. Jesse Walker, joining us on the phone. Jess, thanks so much for sharing some time with us today.
You're quite welcome. This is the time of the year we start to get a little bit busy in the old weather department.
That's for sure. Boy, we had lots of fog that blanketed the area yesterday morning. And we're talking about severe weather preparedness, which is this week in Indiana. And just before we went on the air, it's kind of not been spring-like so much, per se, in the last few days. So it's people don't have the mindset about preparing for severe weather, but we got to start thinking about that now.
Yeah, because I tell you, it can change on us really, really quickly. I mean, if you think about it, last week we had temperatures that were approaching 70, and then, of course, we had the cold and the wind and the rainy and the foggy weather, which, you know, like you said, is not something you think of really in spring. But this is it's a transition time. And when we have the transitions and we have the cold air available and the warm air is trying to surge north, that's the time really right now is when we start to see the severe weather increase in the area.
Well, you're a meteorologist in Indiana. Is it referred to as Tornado Alley sometimes? I mean, this is an area that could very easily have a tornado pop up on a dime.
It is. As a matter of fact, every state in the country, all 50 states have had tornadoes, and Texas averages the most, but it's a big state. But, we're on the edge of what they call Tornado Alley, where tornadoes are most common in Indiana and Illinois. And this time of the year, we see an uptick in March, but we tend to see most of our tornadoes in April, May, and June. So that's why this week has been deemed Preparedness Week, because we want you to get ready. But usually April, May, and June is when we see the majority of them. However, we can see tornadoes, and we have in every month of the year. They just seem to be more common, again, during the transition from the spring into the summer. So this is the time of the year, and yes, Indiana, definitely in the area that we see the majority of the tornadoes in the U.S.
Well, we have the practice drills, and so many times we just get monotonous with those. It's just another drill. We take it for granted. But I'm here to tell you, we're sitting in a building. I'm sitting in a building talking to you now that was absolutely struck by a tornado, and we covered it. And that's been not so long ago, where it swept part the western part of our city of Washington. It made believers out of anybody that was in this building during that time. Andy and Dave were covering the tornado that hit. It can hit, and it can hit you at any point in time. You have to be prepared at home, at work, at the schools, everywhere, Jesse.
You do, and I'll tell you, Dwayne, the one you're talking about, I'm pretty sure that was November 17th, 2013. We were at a what they call a high risk. Matter of fact, that's the last time we were put at a high risk for severe weather, and we did have a tornado outbreak in the area. And that also is an unusual one because it came later in the year in November. But that was one that happened in November. Some people remember not far from here there was Henryville. That was an EF4 that hit. That was March 2nd of 2012. So 2012, 2013, we did have an uptick in tornadoes. Now, we've kind of seen that go down. We haven't seen a lot of activity here recently, but it can happen. And another thing, Dwayne, when we do the winter outlooks, we kind of project, what we call analog years, years that are similar. And my strongest analog year was the year of 2010, 2011. And a lot of other people are agreeing now that they think that the 2010, 2011 is a strong analog year for spring storms. And it was a bad year nationwide and even locally for severe weather. So we believe that this year is going to be a big year for severe weather, unfortunately for tornadoes nationwide, and probably an uptick here locally as well. So we really want to be on our heightened awareness as we get ready now to go into the season.
Just what we need to hear after the year we had last year, Jess.
Oh, yeah, I know, exactly, right? But, it's one of those things, too. You mentioned the tornado drill. We hope we never have to deal with it. But, if you get into severe weather, it's scary. Your mind doesn't work right. It's hard to remember things. So it's a good idea to look around your house, your business, and figure out where is it that I need to go. And we always tell people two words, low and inside. If you have a two-story house, come downstairs. If you have a basement, go down there. The lower you get in most severe weather is good. And inside, meaning obviously if you're outside, come inside. But if you're inside, you want to come to the inside part of your house. A lot of times the tornadoes around here will rip roofs off and take outside walls, but the interior of the building a lot of times will remain intact. So small inside rooms on the lowest level, that's going to be the best way to protect yourself. And, of course, basements are the best, but not everybody has a basement. Just that small interior room on the low level, that's going to be your best bet.
And we know schools are going through the drills this week. You never know when it might happen during the school day. And businesses, again, need to have a plan in place and implement it because, unfortunately, tornadoes will strike at any point in time. You never know when they might hit.
Oh, yeah, they can happen in the middle of the night. They can happen in the middle of the day. As a general rule, they're most common between about 4 p.m. and 10 p.m. Of course, so if you work a second shift, you would be at work during that time. We also tend to see tornadoes at nighttime. Those are the worst because they're, you know, a lot of people are asleep. You know, they're harder to see other than with lightning. So, yeah, it can happen any time of the day or night. And, you know, another thing, Dwayne, that people might think about is if you don't have a weather radio, you might pick one up. Weather radios will go off if there's a severe thunderstorm warning, tornado warning. You can program for whatever you want. But let's say a tornado pops up at 3 in the morning and you are asleep, the weather radio will alert you. It will have information. Of course, we'll be on the air broadcasting as well. But not a bad idea. They're not that much, $30 give or take. But peace of mind knowing that you have a weather radio might be a good idea.
And check the batteries and flashlights and candles and all of that good stuff. If you lose power, just have the needed supplies ready, too.
Yeah, that's right. It's always better to be prepared. That's why we call it Preparedness Week. We want to be ready. You know, it's too late once it hits. You got to be ready when something like that happens. And, you know, we talk a lot about tornadoes. And everybody, when I go to schools and give speeches, everybody likes to talk about the tornado. But we have a lot of other dangers, too. What we call straight-line wind. Straight-line winds can be 100 miles per hour. That can do damage. Lightning is another thing. And with lightning safety, we basically want you to be inside. A lot of times if it's... you're outside in the summertime and there's a storm coming and you see the lightning, you're close enough you could be hit, you should come inside. So you don't want to take chances with lightning. And flooding, the phrase we use with flooding is turn around, don't drown. Unfortunately, locally, Dwayne, the biggest cause of death in our area in severe weather is actually flooding. And a lot of this has to do with cars being swept off roadways. So it only takes about 2 feet of water to cause a pretty good-sized SUV to float. I mean, think about it. The tires are full of air. That floats. And so those vehicles will move. So tornadoes are a big topic, but we also have to think about, you know, the straight line wind, and we have to think about the lightning, and especially the flooding, because all of those things can happen in that same thunderstorm.
Great information. Jesse Walker, our guest today, meteorologist on with Channel 2, of course, daily here on WAMW as well. Severe Weather Preparedness Week going on all week. Make sure you have a plan in place at work, at home, at the schools. We just want to make sure everybody is safe because 'tis the season, Jesse, and your busy time of year, I know. Nothing you look forward to, but you have gone through the training and you're ready to get the information out there if one does hit.
You got it. We'll be keeping an eye. I do believe this is going to be an active spring season, and of course, we'll keep you up to date. If we see big events coming, a lot of times we will see these things 2 or 3 days in advance, so we can kind of keep you up to date as we get closer. But I have a feeling we're going to have a busy season, and we just want everybody to be prepared.
All right, Jesse Walker, thank you so much for your time today. Certainly appreciate it on Take 5 for your community.
You're quite welcome.
Take 5, a service of the Legends Village on Troy Road in Washington. You'll love the living at the Legends.